Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin launches a massive publicity blitz today, and the national media is gobbling it up. Palin appeared on a pre-taped episode of The Oprah Winfrey Show this afternoon to promote her new book, Going Rogue, An American Life, which hits bookstands tomorrow. Today on Oprah, Palin opened up about flattering and unflattering moments on the vice presidential campaign trail.
Let's talk about the interview with Katie Couric.
Must we?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You talk about in the book, so I assume everything in the book is fair game to
it. Is.
You say in the book that you thought that Katie Couric had a partisan agenda. And did you think that she was, you know, had a partisan political agenda or some other agenda?
Well, I think that her agenda was to not necessarily show me in the best light.
As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the national fascination with Alaska's former governor is booming.
She may be Governor Palin, or even Sarah, to many Alaskans, but in Washington, D.C., and throughout much of the country, Sarah Palin is again this week's It Girl. On Oprah, MSNBC, the cover of Newsweek, everywhere.
Today, all new, the world exclusive, Oprah and former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin.
The campaign, you write about being told how to dress and what to say and even what to eat.
Is Sarah Palin positioning herself for 2012 or just settling scores and selling books?
The increasingly personal war of words is all related to Palin's claims in her book Going Rogue that hits shelves tomorrow.
Palin's book has been atop national bestseller lists for weeks from pre-sales, and she starts her book tour Wednesday, steering clear of the typical major metropolitan areas such tours usually hit. Instead, she's going to places like Washington, Pennsylvania, Columbus, Ohio, and Fort Bragg, North Carolina. That's where she finds her strongest fan base. University of Alaska Fairbanks political science professor Jerry Macbeth says she appeals to a specific swath of America.
It's basically a value issue. The extent to which she resonates with conservative and religious Americans. However inconsistent, you know, she might be in any of the conservative issues we would look at, she's able to reach people there and speak to them.
Macbeth says there are a host of reasons Palin still generates such fanfare. She comes from a place most Americans think is exotic. She's a popular personality. But the biggest thing, says Macbeth, is that Palin fills a vacuum.
Background factor is that there just isn't a real strong conservative leader right now in the United States.
Where Palin will eventually fit in the national political landscape is still unclear. Larry Sabato is the well-known and often quoted director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Sabato describes an almost fairy tale nature to her story.
It's a combination of an unusual and interesting personality and the mix of national politics. Now, the irony is Sarah Palin is the celebrity she is today because John McCain picked her out of obscurity to be his vice presidential candidate. Of course, much of her book is attacking the McCain campaign.
Alaskans may bristle at the idea of their governor being plucked from obscurity. Regardless, Sabato says Palin's book is already backfiring on her in Washington, and he calls it inconceivable that Americans would elect someone president who resigned in the middle of her only term in statewide office. And Sabato says Republican operatives and elites in the Beltway doubt her ability to win the presidency in 2012.
What she has demonstrated to them is that she's probably not ready to be president. She may never be ready to be president. And she's not ready to be a nominee without bringing with her a cast of characters that can only be described as an Alaska soap opera.
But the down-home nature of her personal story is part of what helps her appeal to many Americans, says writer Patrick Gavin, who reports for the newspaper and website Politico.
Somebody who may not quite get the White House, but seems to, in a lot of ways, almost have as much of a bully pulpit as the White House does. I mean, as a lot of conservatives will point out, I mean, Sarah Palin can do more on a Facebook update to affect the health care debate than almost anybody else. And to some extent, that's true.
Gavin says D.C. insiders are fascinated with Palin's ability to connect with people outside Washington.
I think that for sure, people in Washington are more interested because we're a more political town than elsewhere. I think that Sarah Palin, in general, to a lot of Washington insiders who are probably more practical when it comes to campaigns and perhaps less emotional, find her to be fascinating. I think that part of Sarah Palin's appeal to a lot of her supporters is an emotional appeal.
Palin's book tour locations have been announced until Thanksgiving, and no Alaska stops have been named yet. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.